Welcome to the Influencer Podcast. I'm your host, Julie Solomon. If you found yourself here, it means you are ready to unleash the powerful visionary that lives inside you, turning you into an authentic leader who creates influence, impact, and change. Let's get started. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Influencer Podcast. Ooh, today, buckle up, get ready. We are going there. This is all about how to begin again, how to finally release that burnout that so many of us have been feeling and claim our rebirth, because it is time, it is time, it is time. Because let's be honest, if you thought the world was crazy back in 2020 or back in 2021, have you seen what's going on lately? I mean, things just keep getting weirder and it's happening faster. And you know this, yes, we all know this. We all know that change is the only constant, but really, I mean, this year, it's just, we have been through it nonstop. Chaos, craziness, overwhelm, burnout, absurdity. What is up is down, down is up. Like things that were just kind of common sense just a few years ago have been radically redefined, defined, uprooted. So much is up in the air now. And I think, and I don't want to go too far like in the chaos, because I'm a firm believer in, you know, we need to be aware, we need to accept reality on reality's terms, but then we also need to stay in the intention and in the focus of where we're going. And I think that the only place we need to be right now is just being okay with not understanding it. It's like figuring out why is not our tool. That is not our focus today. Our focus is shifting to the arenas and to the timelines that we want to create. And this is the important thing that I want to point out today. I want you to be so aware, especially for women. We are exhausted. We are burnt out. And because not only right now are we carrying literally the weight of our businesses and our families, but it's also just this immense heaviness of the world's conscious collective that we feel as women. There's more coming at us right now than ever before. No other generation before us had this like level of what is coming at us in this way. But when we take a deep breath and we tune inward, that's when we start to realize there's only one agenda that we need to focus on, and only one that we really have control over right now. And that is our own awareness and where we are going. And there's no better place to do this than together with women who want to step into that higher level in their lives and most likely not participate in the drama, not participate in all the craziness that's going on right now. And that's what I want to talk about today, because I have a great opportunity for you to come inside very two unique and distinct and exclusive containers with me in 2023, which I will share about in just a minute. But the theme of these containers, and it's what I'm going to be talking about today, the theme of these containers for 2023 is rebirth and transformation, because we have no choice but to do things in a new way. And there's a lot of new ways being presented to us, forced on us. But that's when we have to really pull back, get that more expansive view, and just really feel into what we want to create instead of what is just being pushed on us and you know, shoved to us. We have to get back to that place of magic. We have to remember who we are. We have to remember the power that we have right now. Remember the ways right now. We have to create the impact and transformation that we long to see in our businesses, in our families, in our communities, in our schools, in our organizations, in our own lives. It's like we feel so disempowered but we truly are the ones holding the power. So today we're gonna discuss a really radical shift coming at us from all sides and how we can create good and change out of this contrast, out of this chaos. And we're really going to focus on the immense opportunities that we have right now, because there are so many things that are so ripe and rich for the taking, which very few are seeing right now, very few are tapping into right now. And I have been alluding to this because I have been feeling it so deeply in my bones. But right now, especially with me and where I'm going and inside these two very special and unique experiences in 2023 with this theme of rebirth and transformation, we want to make that our focus. What we are creating within our businesses, within our communities, within our industries, within our families, within our world, there's just so much. And that is what I'm really wanting to dive into with you today. So we are in a really unique time. And I'll tell you, like, a lot of my friends, a lot of like the people that are in my world, my husband, like, we've been talking about this so much over the last year or two. You know, this the certainty right now is so undeniable. Like, we are here right now for a massive reason. There is a big, 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 big reason that we are here on this planet right now as women, as leaders. We are truly here to move and lead people to new ways, positive ways of showing up in the world, positive ways of doing things, positive ways of sharing their voice, positive ways of impact. And there is a huge opening right now for us to just begin showing up from a whole new place of power, to truly begin again, to release all of the things that are not serving us, and to step into this beautiful opportunity of rebirth. And this year, it's just amazing to think about, like, the last few years. It's like, what has been happening, you know? And that's why I feel like, and I want to just kind of get deep with you. And if you listen to my show often, like, you know that I will get into my flows where I go deep. You have to understand right now that there are kind of multiple frequencies at play, multiple timelines that are happening right now. And we are going through a very turbulent and fast time of evolution of our ability to rise, of consciousness on this planet. And this is why there is so much contrast, so much chaos, so much incongruency. This is why, you know, systems that have been around for hundreds and hundreds of years just aren't aligning anymore. And everyone's going crazy if they aren't willing to adapt, if they aren't willing to change. And we're even going to just start seeing, I think, an even greater shift, an even greater space between these different timelines. You know, there's the ones that are still trying to work with the old systems, the old ways of doing things. We got to fix it, fix it, fix it, fix it, fix it. You know, and the problems just keep stacking up and stacking up and stacking up. And what's their solution? We'll just keep doing what we've always done. We'll just keep doing what we've already always done. Let's just do more, 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 more. And it's mind-boggling. It's like, we know it logically, we know it inherently that it's mind-boggling, but yet here we are. Now, I think that women have always approached things differently. You know, we've always just had a more organic and natural view of things. You know, we are the ones that came into the world of work and entrepreneurship and started to want to make shifts and started to want to change things and say, you know what? Like, yes, there's this whole way that you've done it and it doesn't really work for me. So I'm going to do this other thing, and I'm going to do it while also raising a family and having a strong priority to have meaning in my work and to affect change on this planet. Like, it is not just about becoming a millionaire. It is not just about punching a clock. It is not just about, you know, being able to drive a company car. Like, we are the ones that came in and just said, we're not doing it this way. We're going to be the disruptors. And now, as we go into 2023, we need to come in and create this newer world, this newer opportunity. We need to rebirth. We've been sitting back way too long. And I would just love to know, like, have you been feeling this too? Are you being called to step into your greatest and most powerful work? Because right now, it's very likely that right now is the time. And if this is giving you any kind of, like, oh my gosh, tingles, sparks, moments, like little things, then I want you to continue to be a part of this conversation, because there's some focuses that I want to share with you right now on how you can start to create your new rebirth, how you can release the burnout and start stepping into the new version of you. And I know that some of you, you've done incredible things. You're like, I don't even know how I can top what I've done, but I'm feeling something different, Julie. I do know that there's more. And maybe some of you have had success and now you're feeling like, Julie, it's not working anymore. And I don't know why. It's not aligning the way that it used to. And I do want to explore what's next. Some of you may just be bored. You know, there may be some kind of creative cycle for you, some kind of cycle that's coming to a close, and you just need to honor that. You need to now birth something new for the next chapter, for your next new level. So with that said, I want to kind of take you on a little journey. I want you to go back with me for a minute, back to when you first started your business, when you first had the idea, when you first had that entrepreneurial morsel kind of glimmer in your body. And I want you to remember how everything was so fresh and so new and so exciting. It was this new idea. It was new people. It was new events. It was new places. It was new networking. And just everything was like a yes, 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 yes. Like, doors were opening everywhere. There were so many opportunities. It was fun. You didn't know what you didn't know. And that kind of like naivete made it exciting. And then, you know, now fast forward, especially for those of us who have been in this for a moment, you know, the years go by, we get deeper in the real world of business, we become older, wiser, we start to become moms, we go through a lot of rough spots, and we have more at stake now than we ever have. And sometimes we feel we have more to lose when making big choices, big changes, having to make those big leadership decisions. We're more discerning, which is important. That's, you have to be. But we've also gotten a bit tired, a bit jaded, a bit unsatisfied. And we're just kind of sitting back, and maybe we're even a bit discouraged. You know, we've been watching what's going on. And we're just kind of like, okay, well, let me just kind of see where this goes. Which, it isn't often a bad thought to think that. Like, you don't need to make fast action on everything in the world. But you may be thinking right now, like, what is all this about anyway? I mean, I can't tell you how many times over the last couple of years that I'm like, what am I even doing? What am I doing? Do I even know what I'm doing anymore? And all of these feelings and moments of transitions, these middle moments, they're so normal. And I just don't think enough people talk about it. The guys for sure don't talk about it. The men never did. Like, I remember when I first started in this online space and I was in those groups with a lot of like the old guard guys that really kind of started this marketing space and then transitioned into online marketing. And it's like, if you weren't doubling and tripling what you made every year, if you weren't growing and scaling, if you didn't have X amount of people on your email list, it was like you were a failure, or you were made to feel like one. But I think for all of us right now, especially this year, it's so normal. It is so normal. It is so normal to not have a business that just kind of flowed. So whatever place you're at with this, you know, what I'm sharing for you and really what's to come with me and working with me in 2023 is so perfect. Because I'm calling in just something so deeper, a true cleansing, a true stepping back to look at things, you know, and being able to talk to other women in a safe space who get you, who get what you're going through, and to have just really beautiful insights into your business and your experience. And to really start getting obsessed with your greatness again. I feel like every woman that I've ever worked with has some kind of unfair advantage in their business because like there's just something about them that makes them different and crazy enough to want to start their own thing. And you do too. Some know it and some really own it and some are really confident in it, but then they forget to capitalize on it. And I've been there. And I think it has a lot to do with your purpose in this life and not underestimating the value of that. Because it truly is incomparable to anyone else on the planet. Truly. There is no other combination of you along with what God has put you here to do. And I think that, you know, sometimes I'll see with women that I work with, someone will come in and they're kind of trapped in their business model and it just doesn't even come close to unlocking what they're really here for. And so many times it's unconscious. I know this has happened to me myself. It's like they don't really want to go to the next level because they've already experienced more success than they ever thought they could. And we're just taught to be so grateful for what we have, to be so thankful. Why can't you just be satisfied? It's like we feel like we've received more than we ever deserved. And so we get stuck in this upper limit. We get trapped in this belief system of excellence that there was, you know, something else greater, but I didn't want to honor it because I felt like that would make me ungrateful. And that's flipping silly. You know, it's like, well, all my goals are reached. I've checked off all the boxes. You know, I should just praise Jesus. Praise, praise, praise. Like for all the success that I've created here, who am I to want something different? Who am I to say, okay, this isn't enough, or I'm not going to go over there, or I'm not going to crave something more. I'm not going to keep evolving to greater versions of me, which is really what God or the universe or however you identify your higher power wants for you. And I don't even think that it's really that we need more. We just need to use our gifts and our purpose and our impact more. And I personally needed a different business model to birth. Like I had to make some massive changes and it felt so scary and it felt so strange and it felt so foreign and it felt so selfish and it felt so out of control. And I really didn't feel like I had anyone around me who could even slightly understand the struggle that I was going through. And we talk a lot about this inside my program Lux and inside my high level mastermind Shine. But if you allow yourself, you're going to find out if you are unconsciously holding yourself back from your next level of that true, like pure, like what you're meant to be on this planet for and how to break through to the other side, how to release the old way of being and step in to the rebirth.
My friends, have you ever thought that you have done the hard part? You have started your business and you have taken that leap from belief into really stepping out and claiming a vision for yourself. But you know that if you want to make money doing what you love, you need other support. You need to grow. You need to scale. You need a marketing strategy. You need a lot of this stuff. Now, of course, I talk so much about these things, right? Like how to identify your target audience, where to find them, which marketing channels to focus on so you're really making the most out of your budget. And of course, how to use things like data to set goals. But there's another great podcast that I love out there that also talks about this stuff, and it's called This Is Small Business. This Is Small Business, an original podcast from Amazon, answers so many of these kinds of questions. Whether you're dreaming of starting your business or you're looking to take a part-time side hustle full-time, or maybe you're a few years in and you're ready to scale, This Is Small Business is going to give you the practical tips that you can start using today. And I know that if you love these topics on my podcast, you're going to love them on this one too. Make sure to follow This Is Small Business on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you don't miss these fantastic episodes. And a big thanks to This Is Small Business for sponsoring the show. My friends, as creators, we work so hard creating our content. So we don't want to leave it up to things like an algorithm to determine how successful our online brands and businesses can be. And that is why I love Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs like myself build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. And I know they can help you too. No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, your passions, your experiences into enriching offers like online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, communities, personalized coaching, and so much more. What I love about Kajabi is that not only does it make it super easy to use, but they don't take a cut of your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. You don't need a huge audience to make a sustainable income online. I talk about that all the time here on the podcast. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making 6 and 7 figures without having hundreds of thousands of followers, and you can too. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business. Go to kajabi.com/influencer. That's kajabi.com/influencer. Go to kajabi.com/influencer and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion.
The other thing that I think is important in this time is that you have to shock the system. You have to shake it up. You have to disrupt yourself. You need to get you out of that silo. And you may even be thinking like, well, Julie, you know, like I don't work by myself all the time. You know, I've got team members or I'm in these groups or I have like this fun friend pod. You know, I'm always learning. I'm always hearing new ideas. But a big awareness that I've had now over many years of coaching and mentoring is seeing people, especially really incredible women, come in and try to solve their problems or evolve their businesses with the same exact mindsets that created those problems. They say they want this big transformation. They want this new evolution. They want this big change. They say they want something and, you know, maybe it's tangible, right? Like they want to raise their prices. They want to charge more. But they insist on just simply digging a deeper hole of the same. And a lot of times I don't think it's even their fault or even, I've done this, my fault. Because look, we all fall into success patterns that we just simply, it's like a rinse and repeat. But I'm going to tell you, we're not continually exposed to other ideas as much as we think we are. Like, look at what's happened on social media. Do you remember when Facebook first came out? When Instagram first came out? Oh, it's like this wonderful place to like share and expose ourselves and, share all this great thing. And we're going to come together and grow together. And now you're like probably laughing out loud, right? Because we've created our own giant like silo chamber. We've created more separation and more division now than at any time that I can at least remember in my lifetime, and I'm 38 years old. And that mode of operandi, that mode of operation just perpetuates itself. And now it's like this like burning house, and the embers have now just infiltrated our industries, our businesses, our teams, our circles, our clients, our community. And it just reinforces this one way of doing things. And then we're just like, you know, little puppets all looking at each other and wondering what we're doing. Like little marionettes. And even if you don't want to see it, right? You're like, well, but there's this girl that I follow online and she's doing this thing and I wonder if it's working. So maybe I'll go and take a look at it. I'm hearing a lot about it. And how does that skew us? Like, I am so grateful when I first started my business. Yes, Instagram was around and the internet was around, but I don't know. There was just something about me. Like, I had no, like, when I really got into it, there was a time that I cared what other people did. But when I remember creating my first course and just being like, you know what? I'm just going to like do this. Like, I'm not going to look at anyone else. And I think it's because like, I didn't even have the money to invest in a lot of other courses. So it's not like I could just go and buy a bunch of courses and look at them. Like, I had no one to compare myself to. I just literally woke up and I wrote down what I wanted to teach. And I just got up and I did it. And I think that it's so important now just to start thinking that way. Like, bring it back. Where's the fun in what we're doing? Where's the joy in what we're creating? And I'm bringing that back in my communities now and in 2023. And I think the best way to do this is to get in an environment that like that this is the norm. Just come with me. Like, I'm going to put you into a massively conscious, curated, intentional environment of amazing women from so many different walks of life, from different industries, from different perspectives, that like your system will not be able to not be shocked. Like, you are going to be so disrupted in the most amazing way. And you're going to have it in such a beautiful, safe space that is behind closed doors. Like, where else do you really find that right now? And I know that things like the like masterminds, those words get thrown around. Everybody has one. Everyone has a container, da, 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 da. But it's so uncommon to actually have one that literally transforms you. It's truly a very unique and uncommon and powerful opportunity. And that's why so many of the women who that have chose to work with me at higher levels and really chose to show up and really chose to do the work and really chose to be there, their lives literally change. And I know that you've heard from some of them. You just heard from one of them a few weeks ago, Kate Kripke, on an episode that we had. I think it was episode, I'm looking to see. I think it was episode 299. Go back and listen to it if you haven't listened to it yet. And I truly think that that is the best way to do it. And to really ask yourself, like, what is that next level for me? Like, what if most of our problems have actually come from thinking too small? That may sound strange to hear, because I'm guessing that you think that you already think big, right? Like, we're all like, no, I'm thinking big. And here's the thing. If you listen to the show, if you're still listening to me right now, you have big dreams. You're trying to do things differently. I know that to be true. You're not here just to muck around. But I'm talking about a different kind of big. So I want you to hear me out. The problem is when competition and comparison swarms around, like, for example, like the example that I just gave before about watching what someone else is doing, you're seeing things pop up. And, you know, it can be good in some ways. It gets you to stay sharp. It gets you to maybe raise your game a little bit, think a little bit more critically. But in the end, when you're so focused on everyone else and what's working, it limits you, because often your entire focus, like it or not, becomes devoted to trying to be better than something that you're seeing outside of you. And even at the highest of levels, this is often unconscious. This game that we play with ourselves, it will never end because someone else in your industry is always going to have more money, more media, more clients, more ads, a bigger team. Like the list goes on. And so like there has to come a moment in time where it hits you and you're just like, oh my gosh, I have been more focused on like beating the game than living out my real work over here. Why am I playing in that ridiculous sandbox and just getting dirty and gross? This is ridiculous. And then you start to feel like the clock is ticking. And in some cases, for some people, it is. There are entire industries right now that are literally imploding upon themselves. But the beauty about that is that they are so rich for the taking. They are so ripe to be rebirthed in a way that truly serves us from a much better way, especially for women. I mean, we're seeing it happen in health. We're seeing it happen in finance. We're seeing it happen in mental health, wellness, education. Like there are so many opportunities right here for us right now. And I just have a feeling that if you're listening to this, you are here because you want to do something epic. So let's go there. That's where the magic happens. And that's when it really gets fun because that is when we start to invent our own games. Like you're self-selecting into your own game. You're not playing someone else's game. You're selecting how you show up, the experience that you create, who you serve, how you serve them. That's when the magic happens. And that is when it gets really fun. And then all of a sudden, you know what happens? You stop giving two craps or even have the time or even know what anyone else is up to. And that's so fun. That's where real impact can come in. And the other thing is that you have to start zigging when everyone else is zagging. We have to train ourselves to think beyond what the past evidence has shown us. We have to train ourselves to think beyond what is always so logical. You need to train yourself to think beyond what you know to be true, because you're going to rediscover new magic if you do. For example, it does not make logical sense that the Super Bowl has millions of viewers and the Super Bowl in one night and one night only, the NFL makes hundreds of millions of dollars in one night. They make tens of millions of dollars off of one commercial. Does not make logical sense. And yet, there we are, eating wings, watching the commercial, watching the halftime show. Not everything has to make logical sense to work. And this is the magic that I think we all knew in the beginning when we were just getting started. You know, it's like going back to childhood. I see it with my daughter who's 2 years old every day. It's like everything is magical. Everything is possible. Everything is interesting and fun and just so mind-blowing. Like she doesn't even know about things that are impossible right now. Her 2-year-old brain is so open, so present, so expansive. She's a sponge. She doesn't even know that things are impossible. So when you, from that moment, just decide in this new rebirth, in this new way of being, in this new destiny for yourself, and you self-select to embrace that for yourself, you can start to make actions line up with that new big vision that you have. And you not only make those amazing things happen, but amazing things begin happening for you. And that's the thing. You know, it becomes faster and easier than ever before. And, you know, in so many instances, I've been talking to friends of mine and colleagues of mine and mentors of mine and clients of mine who are so tuned into this. And it literally, it starts happening to them instantaneously. Goals and things that they could have never imagined possible before that would have previously probably taken them years to achieve, it's literally taking them days. And so it is so ripe right now for the taking. The energies right now, they're so supportive. They're so authentic. They're so transparent. And you have to consciously decide to constantly be tuned into and connected with your intuition, with your inner knowing, with your inner guidance, with your alignment, with your God, with your higher power, with your universe, your source, like whatever it is for you. And if we're not tuned into that, we need to get back there because that's where it started and that's what's going to make you unstoppable. And it's time to believe in ourselves beyond logic. And so if my passionate conversation pulls to you today, calls to you today, even if you're just curious, I have two really exciting things that I want to share with you that's coming up in 2023, but it's starting actually now. Now there's two opportunities. One is for women who are currently sitting at a high 5-figure to 6-figure a year in revenue. And the other is for the woman that is running a business at a multi 6 to 7-figure. So I want to start with my high 5-figure to 6-figure women. So if this is you, listen in. If you're really focused on scaling with intention, if you want strategies that are truly aligned with who you are, if you're still looking for insights and information that will help you continue to lay the foundation of your business, I have a brand new experience called Lux that was specifically designed with you in mind. Within Lux, you are going to be immersed in a supportive and exclusive environment where you can learn from other women. And you also receive really strategic guidance and mentorship from me that is all about the rebirth and transformation. Now, this is meant for and suited for those who are still building and scaling their businesses. You desire the information, the insights, as well as the high-level conversations with other women. And there is going to be a mix of women on really similar paths, but very different perspectives. And there's going to be a mix of that community, which is so important, with also really specific coaching direction. Now, the Lux experience includes bi-weekly coaching with me, and access to all of my 2023 live coaching programs for free. Typically, if you purchase these separately, these would cost you like over $20,000 for the year, but you're going to get it as long as you're a member inside Lux. You get access to the ones that I'm teaching for free. Lux is a 6-month commitment. So we're starting in January and it's going to run until June. And in order to be called in order to join, I have to chat with you first because this container is so important. It is so intentional. It is so curated. You can't just get in as of now. And I don't foresee that changing in the near future because I want to keep it curated. So if this is you and you want to learn more, there's a link in the show notes called Lux. You can click that link, fill out that information. And then I will contact you via Instagram if you're the right fit. Or if you just want to DM me on Instagram with the word Lux, then we can chat about it. Now, for those of you who are running the high 6 to 7-figure business, I want to share with you about my mastermind experience, Shine. I have continuously chose to bring Shine back because I am just continuously mind blown at the breadth of transformations that are being offered for women in business at these levels. Like, it is incredible what happens when you get inside this container. It's also going to be starting in January. It's incredibly intimate and it's exclusively for women doing multi-six to over a million in their business. And this is really getting many of us into that intimate space and environment so we can have those discussions that are moving us to higher evolutions of growth in our business. So this is really about stepping into that new level of leadership. You know, this has been such an incredible gathering of powerful women leaders and change makers. And Shine, the mastermind at this level, it's for women who have already achieved growth and success. You know, they're not really looking for the strategies and the steps and the information. Like, yes, that does happen naturally in environments like this, of course, but their focus is not so much that. Their focus is they want to step into the higher iteration of what is next. Like, this is for the woman who, she's actually in a great place with her business. She's laid the foundation, but she's ready for more. She's tired of feeling like the most successful person in the room. She is ready to be challenged on a whole new level. She's ready for that next level of transformation. She just doesn't really know where to go from here. And so that's why we keep this super intimate. There's an in-person retreat. There's private one-on-one calls with me. There's group calls every single month. You also get access to all of my programs. And the thing with both of these, it's not, one is not better than the other. This is not about comparing the two because they are completely different. They are for two women. They're for two separate women in two different places of their business, because where you're at requires a very distinct ownership and ownership and collective of consciousness that we bring to these two groups. And so that's why they are separated, because they both need very beautiful and unique things. And so if either of those call to you, I would love if you would apply. I would love to get to know you and chat with you. So both of the links, if you want Shine or if you want Lux, are in the show notes. Or again, just let's make this easy. Just DM me with either the word Lux or Shine, depending on which one is the right fit for you. And then we can start chatting. And no matter what, I just hope that you leave with the conversation today with feeling into the power of the rebirth, feeling into how much it's possible to let go of the burnout, knowing that we are put on this planet for a reason right now, and we cannot waste it. It's a privilege to be here in this moment, and how are we stepping in and showing up to that? So if today's conversation resonated with you at all, please, please, please let me know. You can Instagram me. Let me know your biggest takeaways. I was like so close to the mic today because I'm feeling this so deeply. I love you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for being here, for continuously showing up. If you're new to the community, welcome, welcome, welcome. We welcome you in. Keep coming back. And I will see you same time, same place next week. Mwah. As always, thank you so much for joining me today and every week here on the Influencer Podcast. If you're wanting to dive deeper into the topics and discussions that we have here, I would encourage you to head over to juliesolomon.net and sign up for my weekly newsletter. It is in our amazing newsletter community that we are able to really support you on a much larger scale. And I love to do a ton of amazing things that I send inside your inbox every single week. So just head over to juliesolomon.net. You'll see a little spot there that you can add your information in, and you will get on the list and start receiving all of that good stuff. When I say the words online business, what do you think of? Do you think of working when you want, from where you want, being your own boss, controlling your income, turning your passion into your profession? Well, when I hear the words online business, I can't help but to think of my dear friend, Amy Porterfield, and her incredible podcast, Online Marketing Made Easy. For 15 years, my friend Amy has taught dreamers, entrepreneurs, and online business owners like yourself how to start and scale an online business by authentically sharing what she's done in each stage of her $100 million business. Yes, 100 million. I mean, this girl literally wrote a New York Times bestselling book on how to leave your 9-to-5 job and start your online business from scratch. Twice a week, Amy will grace your headphones with actionable, inspirational episodes to help you get started
earn more and serve more with an online business, even if you're starting from nada, zero. From simple strategies to grow your audience, to navigating self-doubt and everything else that you need to growing an online business, nothing is off limits with Amy. That is what I love about her. She is no gatekeeper. So if you love the sound of being your own boss, controlling your income, and serving generously from an online business of your very own, then go subscribe to Online Marketing Made Easy right now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever platform you love listening to. Let her know that I sent you.